前两天被两个老乡的话给惊到了，说某陶瓷师傅花了300万去运作国大师的头衔。
Two days ago, I was shocked by the words of two villagers who said that a ceramic master spent $3 million to obtain the title of national master.
结果没弄下来。
The results didn't come out.
没想到时至今日。
I didn't expect that.
还有人信什么国大师，还能明码标价300万。朋友就说这300万仅仅就是个起步价。
Some people still believe that the national master can openly state a price of $3 million, and they say it's just the beginning.
并不是300万就能给你办成了。
It's not possible to do it for that price.
汝州神后都出得起300万家去买个国大师，更。
The people of Zhaoshu can afford to buy 3 million sets of national porcelain for their city.
何况景
Moreover,
景德镇呢？毕竟在景德镇陶瓷圈可一直流传着一个公开的秘密。
The secret of Jingzhen has always been a well-kept one within the porcelain circle in Jingzhen.
就是百万买一个省大师。
It's $1 million deal, master.
千万买一个国大师。
Buy a masterpiece.
是瓷都的人都有钱。
The people of Jingdishan have money.
还是买了这个证书就相当于买了一台印钞机。
Buying this certificate is like buying a printing press.
今天我们就来聊一聊被打回原形的大师瓷。景德镇的大师瓷它的繁荣。
Today, let's talk about the glory of Jingdishan, a city in Jiangxi province known for its porcelain.
最繁荣的时候
At its peak,
大概是在2008年到2013年之间，那些年盛行的雅会
Around 2008 to 2013, the brand Yehui was not very popular.
像这种泡沫呢，推至顶峰。
Like this foam, push it to the peak.
老板们买瓷器的目的是为了送礼，很少是为了增值。生意做得越大呢，送。
Bosses are buying porcelain for gifts in order to do business and increase their profits.
送礼的需求量就越大。
The greater the demand for gifts.
购买过过亿的瓷器的老板们呢，都不计其数。
There are countless bosses.Who have bought over $1 billion pieces of porcelain?
当然
Of course,
地产商占比最大
Real estate developers account for the largest share.
也有一些跟风的囤手里
There are also some people who are following the trend and hoarding.
以为能升值的买家们
For potential buyers who are looking to invest.
这帮人更惨
These people are in a worse situation.
这些所谓陶瓷玩家呢
These so-called ceramic enthusiasts.
他们本身对艺术不艺术的
They are not artistic themselves.
其实压根不感冒
Actually, I'm not feeling sick at all.
正是在这种需求的带动下面
It is precisely under the impetus of these demands that
也滋生了无数人无数的陶瓷匠去高价购买国大师这样的称号
This has also led to countless artisans buying the title of national master at a high price
催生了以大师的名义定义的艺术
It has led to the emergence of art defined by the title master
陶瓷市场也称为大师瓷市场
Master ceramics marketAlso known as the ceramics market.
大师瓷市场给那些年的景德镇带来了空前的繁荣。
The master porcelain factory brought unprecedented prosperity to Jingdishan in those years.
也造就了无数个顶着国大师称号。
It also created countless people with the title of national master.
而不懂艺术。
Without understanding art,
甚至胸无点墨的伟大师
Even the great masters who are not very knowledgeable
更多的是低级的陶瓷匠和无良的陶瓷商
More are low-level artisans and unscrupulous ceramic merchants.
当低级和无良相遇，一块谱写了无比庸俗的铜锈的陶瓷盛世的乐章。
When the low-level and the unscrupulous meet, they compose a very vulgar and pretentious piece of music on a ceramic vessel.
在最火爆、最疯狂的时候
，At the height of its popularity and craziness,
一个大师的生产力相当于什么呢
？What is the productivity of a master?
这个就相当于一个上市公司。
This is equivalent to a publicly traded company.
它的净利润呢，就远比上市公司厉害得多。大师们
，Is its net profit much higher than that of publicly listed companies?
一个个富得流油，纳税却微乎其微。
They are rich and oily, but they pay very little taxes.
那些年呢，人们形容景德镇批量生产大师的盛况，说。
Those years, people described the scene of Jingdezhen mass-producing masters as
一堵墙倒下来，砸到十个人
A wall collapsed and crushed 10 people
七个可能就是大师
7, that's the number of masters
仅仅就是大师的种类
It's just a matter of the type of master
就从省大师到国大师
From Master Shen to Grand Master Guo,
不同机构组织评选出来的琳琅满目的大师称号呢，就有接近20种。
There are nearly 20 different master titles awarded by various organizations.
在各种大师称号当中
，Among the various master titles,
最受人认可和追捧的就是国大师。
The most popular and admired is the national master.
大师的称谓呢，就是艺术陶瓷价格的放大器。
The title of master is an amplifier for the price of art ceramics.
不同级别的大师对应着不同的价格。
Different levels of masters correspond to different prices.
一个省大师如果哪天运作成了国大师。
If Master Shen were to become the Grand Master,
他的作品一夜之间就会翻无数倍。
His work will be multiplied many times overnight.
这种荒诞的大师批量生产机制带来的是批量生产的仿品、赝品。
This absurd master produces a large number of copies, which are imitations and fakes.
劣质品。大师瓷遭到了前所未有的质疑。
Inferior porcelain products have been subjected to unprecedented scrutiny.
当泡沫被刺破
，When the foam is pierced，
市场就跌入了冰点。
The market has fallen into a frozen state.
大师瓷的泡沫呢，就像裹着金箔纸的大粪，一旦被咬破。
The foam of the big porcelain is like a big shit wrapped in gold foil paper. Once bitten,
必定是价格的一落千丈，腰斩。
It must be a drastic price cut.
再腰斩。
Another round of layoffs.
几乎就剩脚底板了。
Almost just the sole left.
就是出道一折。
Just debut.
让大师们回购都没人愿意。
No one wants to buy back the masterpieces.
有的呢，甚至直接脚底抹油开溜了。
Some even directly ran away with their feet.
不过还有一些人在心存幻想。
However, some people still have unrealistic expectations.
甚至还试图把这镶了金边的大粪给重新冻上，冒充冰淇淋，幻想大师瓷的市场会有回暖的一天。
Even more, he tried to put the golden rimmed pieces back together and freeze it again as an ice cream fantasy. He hoped that there would be a day when the market for epic poetry could recover.
但是这个幻想也只能变成跟着这个泡沫一样。
However, this fantasy can only become like this bubble.
成为旧梦幻影。
Become an old dream.
大家见到的这一幕是否非常的熟悉呢
？What everyone saw was very familiar.
对，世界金融史上有3次最为著名的泡沫事件。
Regarding the three most famous financial bubbles in world history,
分别是荷兰的郁金香狂热
Tulips from the Netherlands,
法国的密西西比股市泡沫和英国的南海公司泡沫
Mississippi stock market bubble in France and the South China Sea Company bubble in the UK.
这三次事件呢，都可以说是金融界教科书般的典范了。
These three events can be considered textbook examples in the financial industry.
被归结为少数骗子做局。
Accused of being part of a scam.
上层监管不力。
Weak upper level supervision.
大众疯狂跟进。
Massive following.
结果人财两空，经济遭到破坏。
Result, people and property are lost and the economy is damaged.
而造成金融与社会的悲剧。
And lead to a tragedy in finance and society.
大诗词的泡沫呢，虽然远没有这三大泡沫影响力那么大。
The foam of the great porcelain is far less influential than these three.
但是也给很多人带来了巨大的经济损失。
However, it also brought huge economic losses to many people.
并狠狠地践踏了大众审美，摩擦了我们的智商。
And trampled on the public's aesthetic sensibilities and offended our intelligence.
让景德镇也让全国的陶瓷市场跌入了漫长的寒冬。
Let Jingdezhen and the entire national ceramic market fall into a long winter.
其实呢，即使在市场最萧条的情况下
，Actually, even in the most difficult market conditions,
仍有不受大环境影响的真正的艺术家。
There are still artists who are not affected by the external environment.
这些艺术家不评大师。
These artists don't judge masters.
完全走实力派。
Completely relying on strength.
用自己的艺术创造。
Create your own art.
去慢慢温暖陶瓷艺术的寒冬。
Let the warmth of ceramic art thaw the cold.
我认为呢，泡沫会破灭。
I think the bubble will burst.
但传承几千年的陶瓷艺术不会消失。
But the ceramic art that has been passed down for thousands of years will not disappear.
泡沫破灭恰恰是市场的重新洗牌。
The collapse of the bubble is precisely the market's resorting.
新的陶瓷审美秩序终将会重建。
A new aesthetic order in ceramics will eventually be rebuilt.
大家怎么看呢？
What do you all think?
是否觉得陶瓷圈和紫砂圈
Do you think that ceramic circles and purple clay circles are
书画圈等等圈子何其相似呢
How similar are circles in art and calligraphy
就要的是自由
Art is about freedom
为什么特别喜欢我卖的一款叫喜野的梅子油
Why do I particularly like the plum wine called Kyoto that I sell?
为什么呢？因为 slogan 我特别喜欢，叫为自由干杯。
Why do I particularly like the slogan Cheers to Freedom?
而且我第一眼看到那个酒瓶子的颜值很高。
And when I first saw the bottle of wine, it was very attractive.
菱形的设计，名字叫喜野，一听。
The design name of the rhombus is called Hino.
很像日本的东西。
It's very similar to Japanese.
以为是日本清酒。
I thought it was Japanese sake.
但是你打开它那个玻璃瓶菱形的那个设计。
But when you open that glass bottle, the diamond-shaped design. Well.
又有一种苏格兰威士忌那种调调。
Another type of Scotch whiskey with that flavor,
对吧
？Right.
再加上它里边呢装的又是一个中国最传统的。
And inside it, there's also a traditional Chinese one.
传承了几千年的最传统的国酒。
A traditional fruit wine that has been passed down for thousands of years.
青梅酒立马有一种中西结合、东西映照的感觉。
The combination of plum wine immediately evokes a sense of east-west fusion.
它里边的那个酒体琥珀金汤还很浓稠。
The wine inside is a rich amber gold color and quite viscous.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为它是用蜂蜜青梅。
Because it is made with honey and green plums.
包括米香型白酒。
Including Baijiu with a rice fragrance.
冰糖。
Sugar.
冰糖
这四种原材料发酵了。
The four ingredients of ice, sugar have fermented.
整整一年。
A whole year.
它不是一个速成酒。
It's not a quick fix.
人家工厂只做了这一款酒。
The factory only made this one type of wine.
啊。
Well,
去年一下子干了30多个亿，群众的眼睛是雪亮的。
Last year, the public's eyes were very sharp, and they saw that I had made over 30 billion.
有大把的识货的人。
There are a lot of people who know how to spot fakes.
这款酒打动我的点就是这个，为自由干杯。
What struck me about this wine is the Cheers to Freedom label.
79.9一瓶，送两个星钻杯。
7.99 bottles for 79.
148.8两瓶送四个星钻杯。630毫升，13度。
148.8 grams per bottle, 650 ml, 13 degrees.
放冰箱里冰镇一下。
Put it in the refrigerator to chill.
口感绝了。
The taste is amazing.
这款酒上个月卖了有1000多瓶。
This wine sold over 1,000 bottles last month.
无一差评，无一退款。视频左下角链接购买。
No bad reviews, no refunds. Link to purchase in the lower left corner.